This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Michigan's Chris Bathgate has gotten national acclaim in recent years, touring the country, playing music, even being featured in one of NPR's Tiny Desk concerts. For the past 4 years, though, he's taken a little hiatus. He stepped away from performing for a while and tucked away an EP he had. Until now. Chris Bathgate is touring again and is finally releasing that EP. It's called Old Factory. Michigan Radio's Emily Fox has this review.
My heart is pumping. What's my location? What was I thinking?
The opening track to Chris Bathgate's latest EP is best described as being...
That's so Bathgate. This song is classic Bathgate. Bathgate at his best.
That's Bathgate. He usually performs with a loop machine and guitar while playing a snare drum with a spare hand. His music has space and builds as layers are added. This is so Bathgate. Bathgate has been keeping his music from us for a while. Here he is in an interview I did with him at the end of 2011.
I actually just finished an EP called Old Factory. It's five songs that are all about triggered memories. Memories that were triggered by a scent or by something that I saw or something that I heard. So memories that were triggered by my senses. Musically, it's kind of scattered as the memories are, and it's going to come out on a bar of soap.
The EP wasn't released on a bar of soap. It wasn't released until today. A few months after that interview, he canceled tour dates and declared a hiatus. Here he is on Stateside back in 2014 after he started performing again.
There was a few shows that I played where I felt like I wasn't having a good time, to be really frank. And that's a really dangerous territory when you're sharing your art, but you're doing so and it's not satisfying for you, or there's something that's lacking. In a way, it feels dishonest. So I was sort of like, you know, I'm having these feelings. I think now is the time for me to just take a step back, take a break.
He's back in the game now, finally releasing that EP and touring again.
I think the perspectives that I got from that hiatus are responsible for the sort of outpouring of art that I've experienced since then, and sort of re-energized my love for performing. I think it was necessary, and I think the quality of art that's coming forth now is directly related to that break.
This album is inspired both by memories and by nature. One of the tracks is called Red Arrow Highway, inspired by a drive Bathgate had on that scenic drive near Southern Lake Michigan shore.
On the Red Arrow Highway.
Driving with someone that I cared about deeply, who was asleep, fast asleep. And there had been a terrible ice storm, and all the trees had a shell, a translucent shell, as they'd get in ice storms, and it was spectacular. It was like driving through this amazing forest of sort of jeweled oaks and birches and things like that, and I was just really struck in that moment, both by the external situation, the beauty of the landscape, and by this other feeling that I was experiencing in the car.
Sleeping so silently.
The single off the EP is called Calvary.
Ain't it good to be alive?
Like most of Bathgate's music, the lyrics are cryptic and descriptive.
This song is kind of a little bit of a riddle. The chorus is meant to be both earnest and cynical. And I wanted that sense of triumph from that opening line.
Ain't it good to be alive?
I think the order is really important. To follow that with the wound still in your side, it suggests something that has been overcome. So it's joyous and triumphant, but with that second line, it's not quite without struggle.
And that kind of represents Bathgate's approach to the EP itself.
Old Factory, more than any other album, is the most poignant artifact of my life because it marks this huge shift in my ideology and the way that I thought about music and the way that I thought about performing or about music persona. And coming back to it, I learned more in that period of time than I ever have in my entire life. It is a huge punctuation on this long, winding journey of lessons. It sums up all of those experiences in five tracks.
After more than 4 years of being tucked away, Chris Bathgate's EP Old Factory has been reawakened and is being released today. For Stateside, I'm Emily Fox.